Hello, everyone, and welcome back as we bring you another episode of the Leverett Ball Show. And before we get started, I'd like to just give a quick shout out to our sponsors, Radical Strength and Fitness and Power Plus Mouthguard. And our guest on this episode is Tom Otieno. And Tom has worn a lot of different hats. He is the CEO of Today's Business. He's also a partner with Tomahawk Shades and an investor in the Premier Lacrosse League. And he also has a background as an athlete. He played college football for both Hofstra and Monmouth, and also briefly with the New York Jets before transitioning into the business world. So, Tom, welcome.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
No doubt. And, you know, I have a lot of different things I want to ask you about as far as your different experiences and what you do with Today's Business currently and your future goals. But typically when I interview people, you know, I ask them questions in the order in which things happen. So, you know, yeah. If we go back to your origins, you know, how did you first get the idea to start Today's Business? And what was the process like, you know, first trying to establish it?
Well, I grew up in a small family business. My parents have had a restaurant for over 40 plus years. My parents are, you know, are immigrants from Italy, so working has always been in my blood. You know, and my parents didn't go to college. They didn't like have any, like, for me to play even college football was like so out of this world. But like it stemmed from that. I mean, going through that experience at Hofstra and Monmouth, and you know, I think that's really what it started, like where I truly got to come out as who I am as a person. And I think that like showed my networking skills because, you know, this whole process over the last 10 plus years has been with former teammates of mine in all angles of things. So like I learned really, really in all shapes and sizes and ups and downs and how to build a relationship early on as an athlete. That transition to like, you know, starting a business. And I knew that after I had my small little stint in the NFL or cup of coffee, that I wanted to try to build something on my own. I wanted to, and I knew that if I fail, I always had the opportunity to go work in the family business. I'm very fortunate enough that I was able to do that. So I got to risk it a little bit more. Like not a lot of kids in my position were able to have the opportunity to do. I was able to do because, you know, I lived at home. I didn't have like much college debt. So I got to like kind of bet the house on myself, literally. So I spent 2 years, myself and my business partner, like not making a dollar, going door to door where we saw there was a true need in the social media space early on. But we focused in hospitality, which is like kind of our niche because I know I came from my family was in the restaurant business. So before we got to any of the brands that we work with now, we started like with every mom and pop restaurant, bar and pizzeria, like right when there was only Facebook and Twitter. Instagram wasn't even a thought. You know, so it was pretty early on in the social media stages, and you know, we evolved along the process, but like I said, like it all started because I knew that I had something to fall back on, which I was fortunate enough to do, but I knew that it was going to take a long uphill battle because I wasn't going to rely on any resources I had. We started literally with $400. Like we didn't start with any money, no investors, like nothing still to this day. And I love every bit of it because we were able to do it on our own, but it was a grind. Learned a lot along the way of doing it, but it all started because I grew up like seeing what entrepreneurship could really do.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, a really awesome, you know, story, especially it's always interesting to me. Anytime I talk to someone who's, you know, had success, learning about what their experience was like before they were successful, because, you know, a lot of people who have been able to advance their careers in different fields, you know, were humbled at one point and people don't realize that. That's also relatable. You know, for me, when I got out of college, I did a postgrad internship program at the Boston Herald, which looked really good on my resume. And I thought it would lead to me getting a job somewhere. But it didn't for a while. And for a solid 6 months or so, I was unemployed. The only sports broadcasting job I could get was announcing Division II college basketball for free. And it wasn't even televised. It was on an internet stream. And the school that I was announcing for was, their campus was 2 hours away from where I lived. So I would go 2 hours each way, 4 hours round trip to announce Division II basketball for free on the internet with no one watching. And there was one day I actually drove there in a blizzard. But, you know, in the long run, the hustle definitely pays off. You talked about having no investors, having around $400. But that's awesome, you know, from the fact that you're able to get from where you started to where you are now. And also, you know, obviously you do a lot of digital marketing for various types of clients. But, you know, obviously as a CEO, how would you explain exactly what you do to someone who doesn't know a ton about your industry?
We're a digital marketing partner. Mm-hmm. We're trying to develop a service-based business that is a true partnership between a client and an agency. We took a very we have a concierge approach. You know, we're really trying to focus on being really good at what we do. So we really focus on the clients that we're really good at. We stay in the industries. We know that we can't spread ourselves too thin by being very diverse. We caught ourselves a little too long ago that we're hey, we had a very diverse group of clientele. But we didn't ended up really understanding, it really didn't matter what industry they were in, it mattered how the relationship was going to be. And that's what we say, partnership. So we're we're as you would say, a full service digital marketing agency. We have multiple channels within our umbrella, from website development, design, creative. We manage email marketing, manage social marketing, our grassroots. We handle all paid media throughout the internet, from Google, across all the channels. We have recently been in a very exciting space, in the e-commerce space, and we've been handling and managing a lot of affiliate programs for multiple brands across a lot of different industries, which has been really exciting, as well as helping them partner with a lot of different storytellers, from athletes to influencers to people who can create really great content. And it's been a model that's been pretty successful for us.
Well, and it's interesting, you make the distinction, digital marketing partner rather than agency, because, I have a television talent manager for my broadcasting career, and he wants everyone to be very clear that he prefer to be referred to as a talent manager and not an agent, because a lot of television agents, they don't keep their clients' best interests at heart. And, they might tell a certain client, oh, I'm going to recommend you for a job, when they're actually, putting them number three on their list of recommendations and recommending another client as number one for the exact same job. And, the talent manager I work with, his name is Mike McNamara from Talent Boulevard. He will actually turn down clients who work in the Boston area where I work, because he doesn't want to help people who are competition to me. And, he's loyal to me, and we have that relationship. And from what you described, it sounds like, you really care about developing relationships with your clients and having a mutually beneficial business relationship, rather than just, stocking up a giant stable of clients and just benefiting off of them, and they don't get anything in return.
Yeah. You also realize that you only have to be one person. So it's about building the team around you to give that same effect, so your clients feel that same effect that you bring off to them when they sign with you, because there's, say we have, 50 clients in our portfolio, right? Out of those 50 clients, they all have direct relationships with me in some person, some way. But at the same time, I'm only one person. I'm also a husband and a father, as well as, I have a social life, I have friends and stuff like that too, that I only have so much time. So my main focus has been developing a team around us that can give off that same effect that I do, but in a different way. Everybody knows that I'm not the digital marketing guru. I'm not going to fix somebody's website. They know that, but they know that I'm going to bring a person that anybody's involved with me and surrounded with me within my team. They know that they're going to be able to handle that. So if I put that person in charge of that project or doing those things and empower that person, our clients feel that. And like I said, at one time we had 300 clients, and I mentioned now we have 50. It's a big difference, right? nothing has changed in my life, but like at the same time, I want our clients to feel like we're partners of theirs. And I don't need to handle everything for them. They can hire us for one particular service and we carry that out to the fullest extent. And we still care about that brand as if it's our own. You know, when our clients don't perform well, like our people feel it, like they care about it, which is awesome because they know they care. Like they know somehow, some way, like I'm wearing one of them, but you know, this brand in particular, like I was a member of this brand. Like I was a fan of the brand before we even got to work with them. And I messaged the CEO for like 3 years when we started our company to find out some way, shape or form that we could work together. We've been working together for 5 years now. And every person in my family and around my circle, it's Menlo Club. It's the best men's subscription box company ever. You know, for $60 a month, I get a whole closet full of clothes. It's unbelievable. And shoes. That's what it's all about, you know? So, but it's also a matter about like how, like being able to carry that same effect throughout your team so they can help, you know, keep that relationship because it's all about relationships.
There's no question about it. No question. And, you know, also you talked about how when you first got started with Today's Business, social media hadn't taken off the way, you know, the way that it basically dominates the world now. But, you know, when you first got into digital marketing, did you eventually, you know, obviously no one anticipated, you know, every time you go on your phone, seeing people dancing on TikTok and just, you know, how technology obsessed people are. But did you see the internet and digital marketing and social media progressing to the point at which, you know, you were getting it at the right time when it was still somewhat new, but on the way up?
Yeah, no, I thought it's everything's about the right time. And then also about attacking the right industries at the same time as well. And also providing like a good service and evolving. And now like knowing what's out there to compare, like, you know, now it's like we've been evolved. Like 5 years ago, I thought I was the best at something. Like we thought Today's Business was the best, like you can best agency ever. Realizing like we might've been the best agency ever for like a pizzeria. Like, but we may not have been the best agency ever for like a $400 million e-commerce brand. And we played in a world of both. And that's why it really took a long time to notice like digital marketing is one still in the infancy stages. I think it's only going to evolve. There's going to be more and more, like it's part of our lifestyle now. Like, I'm not saying like Facebook's never going away. Instagram, you're going to check Facebook once or twice a week, no matter who you are. If you have an account, Instagram, you're going to go through because you know what? Once I'm going to be on this now, probably for the next 5 years, because my nephews just got on it. My daughters are going to probably be on it. They're not going to leave the platform. That thing's going to continually evolve. Like these companies are so big that it's like, you just got to keep on playing with them to find out like, you know, how we can make businesses better, more visible. Like what are like, that's my job. Like when we stop innovating, like that's also the exciting part about being in the industry that I'm in is that like, it always evolving. like we're doing some, what I do today for SEO or like how I build a website today is not how I'm going to have to build a website in 2 years. So like that's what the exciting part is for me. It's like, and you know, businesses have to adapt because, you know, it's going to control the world. Like Google controls the world. Like, so if I can help somebody rank number one on Google and I can make sure they're not run on Google forever by our tactics, it's so valuable. It's the best real estate in the world.
Well, and things are evolving at an incredibly fast paced rate. Like you said, it's funny, like, you know, every time I get, you know, a new phone and I get the newest, you know, most high tech, coolest phone, it always feels like it's not too long before my phone is outdated, you know, and you do have to be able to evolve and adapt. And it's funny, you know, I referenced earlier my experience when I got out of college, when I was still trying to figure out what I wanted to do, you know, I had some interest in doing traditional TV and radio. Then I also had interest in, you know, podcasting and social media promotion and making a YouTube channel. Right now I do kind of a hybrid career of both TV and then, you know, independent content with podcasting and my YouTube page. But, you know, when I was finishing college, my college advisor told me not to go the independent content content route, because I mean, I didn't graduate college that long ago. I only graduated in 2016, but even since 2016, things have come such a long way. It's a different world now than it was in 2016. And also my college advisor was a former television host, you know, over 2 decades ago. Things were drastically, drastically different, you know, when he was working in television. So my approach would not have been effective, you know, had I been working at the same time that he was, but things have changed so much. And it's, you know, I think that's part of why you've been successful is your willingness to adapt. You've even acknowledged that the way you're doing things now probably won't be the right approach in 2 years. But, you know, also, you know, one person you work with who you've known for quite a while is Chris Hogan. And, you know, I live here in the Boston area. you're denying.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
He's admitted it publicly, no matter how much you want to deny it. But no, but, you know, I live here in the Boston area. And, you know, obviously everyone around here knows him from his time with the Patriots, but he's now playing professional lacrosse. But it's interesting. Both of you played at Monmouth for a year. You know, you played most of your college career at Hofstra. He actually spent most of his college career at Penn State playing lacrosse. But, you know, when you were going to Monmouth to, you know, play an extra year of college ball, do you anticipate making such a long-term connection?
Not at all. You guys, people don't realize Chris and I are complete opposite. We have a lot of the same interests, obviously, mindset, working. Like, when we went to go, that's how we came so close. We respected each other, how we worked. Like, he saw me, like, how I was the first person in the weight room, saw him. We were always doing extra shit, like always. And that's how we kind of gained our respect. And, you know, I always, I guess, served as a confidant to him. Like, you know, like always came to me, like when we were talking about stuff. And then like one of the assistant coaches or like during camp training camp came by and said to me, he's like, it's Kid Hogan, like playing the NFL. I'm like, fuck out of here. And I all of a sudden I'm seeing him jump and catch, and he played defense and offense. And I'm like, dude, this kid is insane. But the crazy part, what really made me respect the hell out of him, and vice versa, is like he was stronger than any offense alignment on the team.
I've seen that video of him doing 28 reps on the bench press at that pro day.
He I seen him do 32.
That for a wide receiver, that's ridiculous. I mean, that'd be a good numbers for alignment, decent numbers, but for a wide receiver, that's absurd. Yeah,
25. Yeah. I mean, it's 26. He but like that, it just, yeah. I mean, I had no idea that it was going to turn into what it did. I knew it was going to be special when we decided to, like, we both kind of like made the decision with another buddy of ours that like, hey, listen, let's just try this experience out. Like I said to you before, like, got to have a fallback plan. This is before, like, I knew I wanted to get into today's business stuff. But I was like, hey, listen, let's try. If we were hard workers, if we get a good opportunity, we all took our routes, utilized our connections, and we went through that training process together, through the combine training process together. And that brought us to like a bond that I was like, to be honest with you, the third kid, Kenny, he lives behind me, like home in Jersey. Like he lives behind me, like behind my house, and like we're neighbors, and like that's how close we become. And Chris I talk to Chris 3 times a day, every day, 7 days a week, if we're on vacation in other countries. I never imagined that would have turned into what we've done. But at the same time, like we both had a role on a team, you know, and then when things started to get real and that business conversation started to happen, I'm not an agent. Like I didn't know that world. I had to learn on my own, but he didn't trust anybody else other than me. And I probably wouldn't have let anybody do it other than me, because I knew that I was capable of like, you know, helping him progress. And now with some of the partnerships that we work with now, like he'll have these relationships forever. It's been crazy. I mean, to see what he's done, his career is absolutely remarkable. There'll never be another Chris Hogan. I don't care what anybody says. He's not done with football yet. So we'll see like what this season comes about. He's all about playing in the PLL right now, fully committed to it. And that's exciting because I think he's making an impact on the sport. that people don't will never. Absolutely. Like, I think people are starting to realize that, like, you know, lacrosse is real because, like, Chris is doing this, and it's amazing to see. But yeah, man, there'll never be another Chris Hogan.
Well, yeah, and you know, it has been really interesting. Also, when he was in the NFL, you know, on the Patriots, for example, people always talk about how he had a lacrosse background. And I mean, I actually clearly remember the year they beat the Falcons in the Super Bowl. I think it was the Steelers who they beat in the AFC Championship game that year. And Chris had a monster game that day. And my dad was saying, I remember my dad saying to me on the phone, well, Gronkowski was hurt. He didn't suit up, but that guy who played lacrosse is nasty. Like, everyone knew. My dad didn't even know his name. He knew he was lacrosse player. Everyone knew he played lacrosse. And now he's gone back to lacrosse. And he's playing in the Premier Lacrosse League. But you're actually a PLL investor. And people have talked a lot about how, you know, maybe lacrosse hasn't been as popular as other sports in the past, but it's experienced so much explosive growth. You know, with a guy like Chris moving over, that gives them even more exposure. But how excited are you for not only the PLL's future, but the future of lacrosse as a whole?
I mean, I can tell you one thing, man. I was at my nephew's lacrosse tournament here in New Jersey two weekends ago. It made me smile about writing a check to the PLL. I think lacrosse is just getting started. I think we need to continue to grow the sport in multiple ways and all angles. I think we need to bring mainstream, like, you know, that's a big part of an initiative I personally have, is I'm going to try to help, like, a lot of these lacrosse players get partnered with a lot of brands. You know, the brand that Chris and I are partners in together, not on the top of the PLL, that the Tom Walk Shades, our sunglass brand, the lacrosse guys. So, like, they're huge in the lacrosse community. So
Kyle Harrison helps you guys run that, doesn't he?
Yeah, Kyle Harrison, a partner as well. But the guys over there, Tom Walk, Andrew and Ryan, like, they're fantastic, and they're grassroots in the lacrosse community. So when we did it kind of strategically, where we were like, okay, we found a brand that we were passionate about that we can upgrow. We partner with them, investing with them. And, you know, we had Chris and I had invested into the PLL along with, some of our other minority partners, like, invested in the PLL, like, in the seed round. So, like, we're original partners of the PLL before, like, as it was, like, a concept, not like in the, like, the second or third round. So we believed on it early on, kind of anticipating Chris would try to do this, like, the whole, like, you know, this is also, like, during the Pats years, that, like, 5 years from now, like, hey, maybe I will play lacrosse. It got real last summer. But yeah, no, I couldn't be more excited about it. I mean, I think this sport is just about to take off.
Well, that's awesome. And did you play lacrosse at all yourself?
I have no idea anything about it. Like, I have no idea. Okay. I just know that the athletes are sick. And the sport is growing and kids love it. I didn't really necessarily have the body frame, I believe, to kind of play. I'm a little less lighter than I was when I played football, but I was a 300 plus guy. I was an offensive lineman. So, like,
you could have been a goalie.
Yeah. I mean, you see the goals in the PLL, they're small. I'm like, I don't know how these guys, like, not, and no, dis, like, they're small. You would think a goalie would be like an offensive lineman. Yeah. I think there's one goalie that's like that size. The other goalies are, like, all, like, very athletic, like Chris's size. Like, they're big dudes. But yeah. I can tell you one thing, man. Like, they're sick athletes. They're sick athletes.
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it. And, you know, Tom, I really appreciate you coming on today. I know you have, you know, some other things you need to get to in a minute. But, you know, my final wrap-up question, you know, what are some of your future goals and plans and things you're involved in this summer? You know, I know you're working away at today's business and some of your other ventures, but what are you going to be up to in the near future?
I would say that we are going to continue to partner with brands and help storytell through a lot of cool creators. I think we're going to be a big initiative on helping a lot of companies partner with a lot of great storytellers. As well as we're going to continue to better our product on our service end. That's going to, you know, really help our clients flourish. I mean, that's what I'm excited about. I mean, there's a lot more to come, but I can't really drop everything, but I'm excited about the future.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's awesome to see, like I referenced earlier, you know, in the interview, how far you and your organization have come. And, you know, I think the trend is going to continue upward. So it's been awesome, you know, learning about your story and everything that you've been involved in. But Tom, once again, thank you so much for joining me. And again, a big thank you to Radical Strength and Fitness and Power Plus Mouthguard for sponsoring the episode. This is Leverett Ball. Thanks for tuning into the Leverett Ball Show.